My father, a veteran of Dr. King's famous 1965 Selma March and numerous Vietnam War protests, still wages peace the old-fashioned way. For 7 years running, he has taken to the streets every Friday afternoon, placard in hand, protesting the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. From the perspective of many younger activists, these 60s-style tactics appear quaint and out of date. Today's younger agitators are carrying cell phones, twittering on-the-spot updates, and organizing flash mobs, responding like a school of fish to real-time text message commands. Moving online, you'll find thousands upon thousands of Facebook groups, social change networks, and bloggers organizing around a myriad of causes. The game has clearly changed. A new generation of young people is waging political battles through eyeballs and not sneakers. For older activists, like my dad, face-to-face interactions were a critical part of the education process. Many old-school activists don't understand why younger folks aren't literally standing up to take action on climate change and the war in Iraq. Putting up a Facebook page or posting an angry message on a blog is not the same as a sit-in or hunger strike. But the instant result impulses of today's youth, bolstered by lightning-quick actions on the web and phone, are worth acknowledging. And in the digital era, each individual is empowered to have her or his own distinct voice and doesn't necessarily need the movement to speak for them. Younger activists need to realize that online activities will only do so much. Governments and the media are more responsive to protesters on the Capitol steps than they are to online petitions. As for my father and his fellow war protesters, they could certainly benefit from a group of students armed with smartphones and social networking tools. And those younger would-be activists would benefit immeasurably by putting down their laptops and picking up a protest sign. The experience of the older generations and the innovations of the young each have something to offer. As activism reinvents itself, there is a role for everyone. With a perspective, I'm Paul Lamb.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.